Atlanta's professional soccer team has come a long way fast. It took the field for the first time last year. Just last week, over 70,000 fans for Season 2's home opener. Next up for Atlanta United FC, the Vancouver Whitecaps on Saturday night. Darren Eales is the president of Atlanta United FC. Welcome back to the program, Darren Eales.
Morning, Tony. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Okay, so 72,000? Come on, how are you doing this?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, isn't it? To think about it, we set the record. It's the all-time record for Major League Soccer, but we beat our previous records. We've now got the top three all-time attendances in Major League Soccer history, which is pretty crazy.
So when I ask you how are you doing this, this is a town. People who love Atlanta will admit this. This is a town that, you know, has a kind of spotty sports history, right, with fandom. But when you talk about the Hawks, it's kind of sketchy. The Thrashers are no longer here, right? They have a bit of a reputation as being fair weather fans, but you're selling tickets at a phenomenal rate, the best ever for any MLS team. Did you see this coming?
Look, I think we always thought that we were going to be successful, and by successful, perhaps 30,000 as a sort of average crowd.
Yeah.
But I think it's been interesting because when I took the job, so this was back in November 2014, really the only negative was this perception about Atlanta being a poor sports town. And I think what we thought of as a weakness has actually been our strength because, you know, Tony, if you're from Philadelphia, you're probably going to be an Eagles fan because
sure.
That's where your dad took you to see the games. But in soccer, no one's really built those allegiances up. And this city, you know, it's a phenomenal city. I think it's one of the hidden gems of America. You know, got 7 million in the metro area. People are proud to be here, but they've got their baggage of their teams from where they've come from. And I think Atlanta United has been that team that everybody can say, right, doesn't matter about the other sports in soccer. I'm an Atlanta United fan, and this is a team I can be proud of. And what's been really cool for me is now we've changed that narrative.
Yeah.
No one can say that. The other day, it was yesterday actually on CBS, they were commentating on the March Madness and the commentators were talking about Atlanta United, about a different sport, about us getting 73,000. So it's great that the city's now actually getting some recognition for being a great sports city.
So where are you drawing from principally? Is it throughout the state? Is it the Atlanta Metro?
Yeah, look, it's throughout the state and actually throughout the region. I mean, one of the advantages we've got as well was a little bit like the Braves in, you know, Ted Turner era, where
yeah.
Our nearest professional team is Orlando. So we've got, you know, not only our state at the moment, but until Nashville comes in, we've got Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama. So people are coming from far and wide. But, you know, our core sort of fan base is that metro Atlanta area.
So your first year squad, you make it to the playoffs. Your squad loses in the knockout stage, which my son tells me is the equivalent of a wild card game in baseball. Did you expect this team to perform that well right out of the box?
No, I mean, look, I think from my background, obviously I'd been at Tottenham, I felt fairly confident on the technical side that we could put together a competitive team. But as an expansion side, it's really difficult to make the playoffs in your first year. No one had actually done it since Seattle about 10 years earlier. So we were really pleased to make the playoffs. But I'll be honest with you, I was more pleased about the fact of our style of play. So we actually scored 70 goals, which is the fifth most all-time in the history of the league. So the league's been going 22 years now. And our goal difference, that's the goals scored, take away the goals you concede, was the fourth best ever of all time. So for me, to be an expansion team that could be considered, you know, one of the top 10 teams in terms of attacking play was exciting because, you know, we're a new team. That's what it's about. It's about excitement. It's about fun. We're in the entertainment industry. So we want to be a team that not only is successful, but actually plays an exciting style of football.
So you mentioned your time at Tottenham. How would you rate the experience as director of football administration, right,
yeah.
at Tottenham? And how did that prepare you to be president, right, the next rung up of Atlanta United?
Well, at Tottenham, I was in charge on the soccer side, so it was very much soccer-focused. I wasn't across the whole business. I was a member of the board, but I wasn't specifically doing that day-to-day. So, you know, Tottenham's a fantastic club, one of the top sort of traditional clubs in England and in Europe, really. So for me, it was a great learning experience. It's a very well-run club. So we had we were very strict about the money we spent on our players' salaries. So we weren't like a Chelsea or a Manchester City that were basically being funded to spend whatever you wanted on transfer fees. So you had to be smart. You had to look for the edge. And that was really helpful for me coming to Atlanta United, because we're in a salary cap league here in Major League Soccer. So, you know, that certainly set me up on the soccer side. And then business-wise, you know, Spurs is one of the top clubs in terms of, you know, looking at the business. How do we sort of maximize that? So it was a great club for me to have been at to prepare me for Atlanta United.
So we're speaking with Darren Eales. He is the president of Atlanta United FC. Take me back to the earliest days when you knew this was happening. You're approached by Arthur Blank, and you're going to be president of this team. What was the messaging from Arthur Blank, the mission statement? What experience did you want to build for Georgia soccer fans?
I mean, it was interesting with Arthur, because you've got to give him great credit. I mean, it would have been very easy for them just to have hired someone from Major League Soccer. Major League Soccer is a very different league from the rest of the world. But Arthur always thinks big, and I think he wanted to do a sort of more of a global search and see who was out there. But when we talked, it was fairly simple. We had three really key criteria. Firstly, we wanted to have a winning team on the pitch. And that's really important, because, you know, ultimately we're in the sports industry and people want success. So we couldn't forget the fact that we needed to have a team that was going to be successful on the pitch. Secondly, we wanted to have the best fan experience. And from Arthur's perspective, you know, whether he was at Home Depot trying to build up that sort of customer base, or whether he's at the Falcons and what he's done there since he took over the club, that was a real focus. And then the third factor was to be in the heart of the community. That was really important, not only because that goes across all of Arthur's businesses and his core values, but for us as a brand new team coming into the city, it was vital that we were there front and center, trying to do all that we could to make sure that, you know, we're part of the community, not just a team playing off in an ivory tower, but actually being there and involving ourselves.
Yeah, I wonder what your goals are for this season, the reigning champion. And what I understand is possibly the greatest MLS team of all time, Toronto FC, is in your conference. What are your goals for this season? How do you step it up a level?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's interesting, because when we were coming into the league, the Eastern Conference was the weakest. And then Sod's Law, as soon as we came in, it's become by far and away the toughest conference, because there's not only Toronto, but NYCFC in New York is a really good team as well. Columbus have started really hot. I think for us, look, we expect to make the playoffs now. Now it's our second year. We want to be competing for trophies. So we would like to win the MLS Cup. We're going to give it all we can. There's also a competition called the US Open Cup, which is a cup competition that is possible, you know, trophy for us. Our aim is to be in what they call the Champions League, and that's a tournament that's within the whole CONCACAF region. So that's not only, you know, America, Mexico, the sort of Central American countries, because if you win that tournament, you ultimately play in what they call the FIFA World Club Championship. And, you know, my dream would be to get into that and play against Tottenham and beat them in the in the final. That'd be quite nice, just to
wouldn't that
stick
be great?
Over my old club. Yeah.
Right.
So look, I mean, we want to be competitive on the pitch. We want to be pushing for trophies. And then off the pitch, we broke our record on the weekend. I mean, we just want to keep growing the game, keep that fan experience and that fan excitement going. And, you know, just we don't know what our ceiling is. That's the exciting thing about it.
So do you feel pressure to outperform last season in attendance, in performance on the pitch?
Yeah, look, I think there's pressure, but to be honest, I think it's my job, because as president of the club, we want to be a world-class club. And there's two factors to that. One, we've got to be the best within our league, but also we've got to drive the rest of the league. So I don't only see my job as, you know, trying to push Atlanta United to be as good as we can, but to push MLS to be as good as it can, because we need to grow that league. We need to grow our broadcast numbers if we're ever going to be able to compete with some of those top leagues. And so that sometimes means, you know, saying some tough things in league meetings, because we have to raise the bar of everybody so that it helps the whole sport.
We keep hearing that youth soccer is in this amazing period of growth in the United States. I wonder what your view is of youth soccer in the country. What steps you're taking to develop it in Georgia? I mean, you've got a heck of a platform right now.
Yeah, it's interesting, because what happened, obviously, America didn't qualify for the World Cup, and there was a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth and introspection, which is good, you know, to look at those problems. But my concern is I would hate for U.S. soccer to throw the baby out with the bathwater, because I'm telling you, there's some amazing talent here in this country. And I'll use Atlanta United as an example. We set our academy up now nearly 2 years ago. We've already got a number of players that are in the American national team, under 20, under 17. There's a really great talent pool there. And obviously with our resources that we have with our training ground in Marietta, we have from under 12s up to under 19s in terms of teams and coaching facilities. But we've also got a pathway now. If you're a kid, you can see, you know, 73,000 at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and you've got a chance to play professionally. So, you know, there's a real talent pool here in this country. I think that the infrastructure is getting better and better. And, you know, I'd hate for people to sort of tear it all down and start again when there's some great examples of where it's working.
All right, the match this Saturday?
That's correct.
Vancouver Whitecaps. Can you take them out?
It'll be a good one for us because we got revenge. Last week we beat DC United, who had the sort of voodoo on us. We lost three times to them last season, even though they finished bottom of the table. Yes. It was just one of those things. And actually Vancouver, we played last year and lost 3-1 to them. And they match up quite well with us, so it'll be a good game for us because we know that they've got some very tall players, which is, you know, their strength, set pieces. They scored all three goals from set pieces last year. So it'll, you know, we know what we need to do, but hopefully we can get that win in front of our amazing fan base.
And a quick thought on 2026 and a possible World Cup in Atlanta?
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm really excited about this. So America, Canada and Mexico have done a joint bid. We'll find out in June. It's between those countries and Morocco. But look, there's no doubt that Atlanta is going to be one of the cities that hosts it. They just announced that yesterday that we're on the shortlist. But for us, it's how big a game can we get? This is a city that has shown it's mad for soccer, has one of the best stadiums in the world, is within 80% of the country within a two-hour flight. So, you know, I'm really hopeful that we can get one of those big games in the World Cup.
Darren Eales, he is the president of Atlanta United FC. The team faces off against the Vancouver Whitecaps tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Darren, great to see you. Thanks for your time.
Cheers. Thanks, Tony.